We're now also joined on the line by a guest. Thamsa Ncamila is a senior associate in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Good evening, Mr. Miller.
Good evening, Kaya. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you. Over the past couple of days, I imagine a lot of businesses have said there's no way you're going to open under the siege that we've been facing. What is the impact of that on the employees, particularly those that depend on their ability to shop at work in order to earn an income?
Employers are allowed to close their businesses to protect their interests. This does not mean, however, to the employee that they'll be out of pocket in terms of salary. And the reason is because the Basic Conditions of Employment Act says that as long as you can tender your services, the obligation on the employer to pay you is still there and it doesn't go away.
So in relation to an employer that says my ability to generate an income in order to pay your salary is dependent on me being open, whether I'm a restaurant, whether I'm a retail shop, how do we then find the middle ground that says, hey, actually, even though the law says that I must pay you if you are able to attend a service, I'm unable to pay you because there's no business for you to serve?
So there are options that employers and employees can consider, but those need to be done by agreement. One of those options is, for instance, a temporary layoff. What that means is that employees will not tender their services for a short period of time until working conditions in South Africa resume to normal. Alternatively, they can consider changing the times or the working hours in order to accommodate the current situation in the country.
One of the difficulties that people tend to have is the idea that I personally am feeling uneasy about going to the workplace, but the employer says, look, I think it's safe, you must come through. How do you reconcile those two positions where I say, well, maybe I can't even get into a taxi to get to work because of the local issues. However, my employer says, everyone else is here, why are you not here?
The Occupational Health and Safety Act deals with that partially. So in terms of that act and Section 8 of that act, employees may refuse to go to work if they feel that it is not safe to do so. There's a reciprocal duty on the employer to make sure that it is safe for employees as reasonably practicable as possible for them to attend work and be at work. So to the extent that employees don't feel safe to be on the premises, they've got the right to refuse to go to work.
What becomes of an instance that we've seen in the past couple of days where we may all show up at work in the morning and there's no problem, and then later on in the day there's some unrest and I end up being injured as an employee, and then it turns out that my employer says, well, this had nothing to do with me? Can employers say that?
Employers can say that, but that's not the full answer. The full answer is employees also have a right in terms of COIDA. In the instance where they suffer injuries, whether they're permanent or temporary, or they suffer an illness in the workplace, there's a whole list of requirements that they need to fulfill in order to get a claim successful, but their remedy would be in terms of that act.
Now, in relation to how people understand these acts, you've been obviously in the space where you sort of know what the prevalence is. Is this universally well understood by employers in particular?
It's a requirement for employers to have all of these acts on at their workplaces and notice boards that are easily visible to people. I'm not sure to what extent employers go on drives to educate employees about these acts, but it is a requirement for them to, for instance, know about the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, the Occupational Health and Safety Act, and COIDA, as we've just spoken about.
Last year, it was a very extraordinary year. We saw some new innovations coming in, the TERS system, for example, that stepped in and said, look, we know businesses are going to struggle to pay, let us come in as a government. But that was in response to the pandemic. Does a situation like this, this commotion that we're seeing, invite similar conversations around how government can step in and assist businesses? Earlier on, we were speaking to the Black Business Council, and they're saying that they're proposing that there be some form of relief for people that have been affected, well, for businesses that have been affected by the current commotion.
I think so. I think with this particular civil unrest, we don't know how long it's going to take, and we don't know how much business. We've already seen in the news how business and people have been affected. Something like TERS from the government would assist employees and employers alike. It's up to the government to decide if they want to do that or not. But it does invite for conversations of that nature.
Yeah. What tips can we share with our listeners that are probably trying to figure out whether they should actually go to work tomorrow? sometimes there is information asymmetry. I'm sitting here and I get told that it's dangerous to go there. My boss may be hearing a different story that says there is no problem. How do we actually get around those things?
So temporary layoffs are one of the solutions, but this has to be by agreement. An employer cannot impose it. Considering changing working hours is also another option, but this also has to be by agreement because it changes the terms and conditions of employment. Another one is for employers to force, because this is a right they have in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, employees to go and leave. So the benefit here is that employees continue to get paid. However, the risk of commuting to and from work and being at work during the civil unrest is mitigated.
Yeah, it's definitely something that everybody has to sort of figure out how to navigate their way around it. It's a story we'll be following up. And I think for as long as there is this sense of unrest, there's going to be a lot of people who probably want the advice that you do offer as a senior associate in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thank you very much. That was Mr. Thamsa Ngamila giving us some ideas on what we need to be thinking about during these very difficult times, particularly if you are in the business and you're employing people and you have absolutely no idea what's going to happen from today to the next. Thank you very much. We'll take-